welcome to the World Cup Report Alicante, podcast covering the Blood Bowl World Cup held in Alicante, Spain in September 2023, with your hosts, Drew and Steve. Welcome to episode 29 of World Cup Report Alicante. This is Steve, a.k.a. Kilowoggy. With me, as always, is Tim.
Steve, how have you been all these days?
I've been doing well, and yourself?
No, fantastically terrific.
Nice.
If I were doing better, I'd be you.
I don't know if that's true. Trying to think. I've been doing okay. I haven't been doing that great.
Yeah, all right.
I was trying to think of some way to call you a rat bastard, because that would fit with a theme, but I can't think of one.
No, and it would fit with me, so.
That's also true, yeah. So, that being said, this week's episode is about Skaven.
Yes, Skaven. The team I am, in fact, myself playing.
I do not blame you. And the number two team taken overall.
I know. At least they didn't end up number one. I'm glad that happened.
It's not by much. I mean,
yeah.
Heesh. So, tier two, for some reason.
Yes, and I think that's a large reason why they're so high on the list.
I'm sure it is, yeah.
They would get a lot of play at tier one, but
yeah, it's not
probably
much different.
Like 80 less. So
it's not horribly different, but it is choices of 7 primary, 5 primary and a secondary, or 4 primary and access to a star player.
Mm-hmm.
And this
Which is
one
enough
of
you could do a star.
Yeah. This is one of those rosters that there's a lot of different variations, and I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of different types of teams in those second, however many, 200 and some.
Yeah, and many good choices. Like, there's not just that sort of default roster like a lot of these have. I mean, even here, I have two I think we need to really talk about. Just two did amazing at Euro Bowl and stuff, and so they're different enough. I think it's worth going over both.
Okay, well, let's go over them and see what you say.
So the first one here is from kind of the master Skaven player of modern times, which is Oliver Dulac, who I think has the highest ranked NAF ranking of anybody playing Skaven right now.
Oh, so, wow.
His build had a block Rat Ogre, and then a guard Blitzer and a Mighty Blow Blitzer. Then he has 4 Gutter Runners, which is pretty standard.
Of course.
He has a block one and a wrestle one, and then 1 strip ball one and 1 blank one. And then 5 linemen, so that's 12 players. The apothecary, which you obviously will use on any knockouts or anything that just gets anybody back. It's just hopefully that's a skill player when it needs to be instead of a lineman, but still I would save them too. The only, like, the glass slippers part of Skaven in this build is frequently you end up with something like this. He has 3 assistant coaches, which you would, of course, love to be a thrower, but it's 5K short. So,
yeah.
3 assistant coaches and 3 rerolls, that'll hit you right there. So, it's an awesome
now,
team.
What were the
You're
skills?
Kind of using that extra skill to be the block Rat Ogre. Block Rat Ogre, guard Mighty Blow Blitzer, and then 3 skills on Gutter Runners.
Yeah.
Strip ball, block wrestle.
And it's really the block on the Rat Ogre where the difference comes in, right?
Yes. Yeah, if they were tier one, they couldn't do that. It'd probably be a Juggernaut one.
Yeah.
And you can do a lot of different things with these skills. I mean, you could have 2 guard blitzers. You could have multiple wrestle or block instead of the strip ball. I mean, I definitely prefer the strip ball personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I am sure it worked for him too. But you could do different things there, certainly. The highest finishing player, I believe, at Euro Bowl also played Skaven, and their list was kind of the sort of other more standard style one, which shows some of the variation you'll get here with Skaven teams. They also have Rat Ogre. Theirs is the Juggernaut Rat Ogre, which helps you with your one turners and then lets you have 7 skills. So, like, people can't do stuff like set up stand firm guys on the line and stop you. You can still push them.
Yeah.
They have also a Mighty Blow Blitzer and a Guard Blitzer, which is generally pretty standard, but you do see some other things here and there. He does have a thrower with leader, which you will see why later. They only have 3 gutter runners. Throwers, gutter runners, same price. So it's kind of, you have to sub one out for the other usually.
Mm-hmm.
So he has leader thrower, a sidestep runner, a strip ball runner, and a wrestle runner. or sorry, he doesn't have a wrestle runner. He has a wrestle line rat, which to me is pretty non-standard, actually.
Yeah.
But he went that route. I don't think that's terrible. Gives you another reliable strength three hitter, I suppose. I'd personally put that on a gunner runner, but the sidestep runner definitely helps you with one turners, makes it very easy with Juggernaut, Rat Ogre, and sidestep gutter runner to one turn. Very reliable. They have, I think, 6 linemen, so 13 players instead of 12.
Okay.
The apothecary and 2 rerolls. So then the leader thrower instead of that fourth gutter runner is so you can have the 3 rerolls. And they have 2 assistant coaches and 10K in dedicated fans, which personally I would probably do instead of 30K of coaches.
Mm-hmm.
The dedicated fans doesn't matter a lot, but when it does, it's on big things like pitch invasions and stuff. So,
man, the one turn touchdown is really going to be a thing we have to watch out for, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, I would almost like to have 4 rerolls on my Skaven team just for one turning. I mean, it's jeez, very reliable with multi rerolls. I mean, very reliable is a little bit of a stretch, but it's pretty easy to do. Like, practicing how to defend against one turn touchdowns is pretty critically important, and it's not just Skaven, but
yeah,
they are one of the best at it, of course.
I think we should probably do that as a squad again.
Yes. And also, everybody,
I forget. I mean, I don't see that often.
Right. Yeah. It's also important to practice one turn touchdown attempts with whatever team you're playing, if they're remotely able to do it at all. Yeah. A lot of teams, it's very hard, but it's doable.
It feels
so
dirty.
Worth practicing.
I don't like it.
Yeah, well, yes, maybe, but it's important.
I mean, it is the big tournament. It's the biggest tournament, so there's justification for doing it, but
yeah,
I still don't like it.
Sure. Yeah. It's important. Need to make sure you know how to do it. So, and your team has Frenzy and 7 movers, so
yeah.
Norse is a team that can one turn.
That's very
not
true.
The best, but all that Frenzy and, you know, fast enough players, you can do it.
So, question for you. I'm sure we've gone over this before, and mm-hmm, I have a bias against Mighty Blow. What do you think about it?
Sure. Yeah. So I went with a Guard Blitzer and a Mighty Blow Blitzer on my list. I mean, mostly I did it because of that's the prevailing wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about this particular team is Skaven is able to do a lot of casualties.
Yeah.
With the Rat Ogre and a Mighty Blow Blitzer, they're a team that can do injuries. And if they can keep the amount of players equal relatively, they're in pretty good shape. If it's 7-on-7, that's A-okay. If it's 5-on-5, you're good. But if it's like 11-on-6, that's not so great. So
yeah.
I think that's the idea here. I mean, I get what you're saying. Mighty Blow doesn't always come through, and it always feels like when you take it that you either didn't need it or it didn't quite do enough.
I keep extensive notes whenever I do a tournament because
sure,
I forget, and
right,
I want to have it for the podcast. So
mm-hmm,
I also got into the habit of, you know, tracking whenever Mighty Blow would actually work when I would take
mm-hmm
it. And it would be like one time in 3 games. And
sure,
like, you know, it just doesn't seem fair. Like, I can get a better skill. I mean, a wrestle would do better than that. Or, you know, Frenzy.
It could be Tackle
knows?
Or Frenzy
yeah,
or another Guard easily. And those are all totally good choices.
Okay.
Or you could move that skill to a Gutter Runner. I mean, if you had one that didn't have a skill. Which
yeah,
a lot
I, would
of
not have an, I would not have a naked Gutter Runner.
I mean, I do on my list, so
yeah.
I have 3 skilled ones and one without.
Well, that's okay. I take that back. As long as you got skills and everybody else, that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, they can do most of the things they need to do with no skills.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, the strip ball one isn't any better than one with nothing.
That's true. You go up against someone with
sure
hands.
Except for when it really matters, and then he's way better. So
that's true. This is one of my favorite teams to play.
Yeah, me too. And I mean, I'm playing them not because they're like the best team, but they're probably my favorite team too, and they're good. So,
are there any stars at all that you would take?
I mean, not that I would pick. I mean, I think you could do certain stars, like Glart Smash Rip, probably would be the main one,
yeah,
I suppose. if you were going to play a star. I Hackflim with the extra skill cost probably isn't worth it to me anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if I were going to play a star, it would probably be Glart. But his cost alone sort of makes it hard to play him and a Radogre, so yeah. I'd rather probably just have the Radogre. I mean, you could have a block Radogre for the same investment and have an extra skill.
Very true.
And an extra lineman. So, I mean, that's a lot you're giving up for him.
I think overall, out of five, I'm going to give this one a 4. I know I gave Shambling 4.5. To me, this is a better team for my play style, but I don't think they're as good as Shambling Dead for most people. Mm. They're a little crunchy. Yeah,
I get it. They take like the right kind of temperament and playing certain things correctly for them to be a great team.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. They if we're going to have fives in this tournament format, I'd give them a 5. I think they're arguably the best team being tier 2. If they were tier 1, I would probably say they're a 4, like you said. Maybe even 3.5, but...
I'll give them a 4.5. You convinced me, because based on these rules, yes.
They have that extra skill that, honestly, they don't really need, so it makes them a lot better. They would probably be a little better, too, if the tournament size, like if the build was smaller, because they frequently waste a lot of their money.
Yeah.
Just because it doesn't work, like the team value doesn't work perfectly for them. They normally have a lot of extra stuff. I actually did, so personally, I did a kind of a weird build because I just felt bad about that, where I have 4 gutter runners and 2 throwers and 12 players. So it's a lot like that second list, but I don't have 13 players. I have 2 rerolls and 2 throwers and a leader. And then I only have 10K I'm throwing away.
Okay.
And mostly it's just I have an extra thrower who has sure hands and pass if it comes up, but he's mostly a lineman. So. I'm not saying that's like the smart genius plan, but I just couldn't bring myself to have 30K of junk.
No, definitely not.
So.
So it's going to be a little different because if I took this team, I would definitely learn how to do the 1-turn touchdowns.
And yes.
With that, I think I could possibly get 5 wins. If I was betting money, I'd say 4, but I think I could get 5.
And for me, I'm going to say 6, because if I don't at least do that good, Drew's going to wrangle me.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to
that. I better talk through.
Yeah, the night after the tournament, we were all just like cowering in fear of Drew, like, please don't hurt us. We did our best.
Bust out his cat of nine tails.
And... Never again, boys.
That's right.
So, this being the second most taken team, this being one of the best teams, and being played by probably some of the best players. The bet this week, and I will let you pick again, will the highest finishing Skaven coach have any losses?
I love this bet. I think it's a cool bet.
Because I'm thinking, with that many, well, you tell me, but I'm pretty sure I know what I would say.
I'm going to say no.
That's what I was going to say.
I wouldn't say they'll be 9-0.
No, definitely not.
But they might be. So, but no, I would say, yeah, no losses.
I specifically framed it no losses and not 9 wins, because I could easily see an 8-1 or a 7-2.
Yeah, and that would be my expectation.
With 7-2. Yeah, with that many of them, I bet that happens.
And honestly, being 2,500 player tournament, it very well could be 9-0.
Oh, there's, yeah.
I mean, there's like 160 chances.
Do we know how the matchups are going to be each round?
What
kinda,
do you mean?
Kind of like to be asking this, but like, is it going to be like right. Last time where the highest ranked team plays the highest ranked team? Or
I think so. I mean, I guess I assume so.
I assume
like whoever's
so too.
Doing the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the highest ranked team on the squad plays the highest ranked team on the squad. I mean, that's pretty standard fare for team tournaments. Like they pretty much always do that. I'd presume so, yes.
Okay. I don't know why I hadn't thought of it before, but
yeah, they do that at like UK team championship and Euro Bowl and everything.
We don't have any
team, so
we don't have any many team ones around here.
Well, we have a Moracle Cup that gets rescheduled every year.
the perennial rescheduling of a Moracle Cup.
Right. Instead of the annual tournament, we have the annual rescheduling, I guess.
I mean, Chimera Cup in Missouri has ran a couple times, and we've done it that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, team tournaments are awesome. I wish I could play in more of them.
Well, we're going to be playing the biggest one soon, so.
Huzzah!
Huzzah indeed. Well, it's been mice talking to you.
Yeah. Rats! You beat me to the punch, Steve. Oh, man.
So, I don't have anything else for myself and Drew. I'll say goodbye. And if you want to put in another pun or if you want to just say goodbye, that's up to you.
Oh, hasta luego. I can't top that.
Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Alicante, a joint podcast between 3 Die Block and Both Down. For more information, check out World Cup Report Blood Bowl on Facebook, WC Report BB on Twitter, or email us at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.